Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in the studio with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson with us starting in the next segment. But we want to take some of your calls right now, see what your experiences are with Black Friday. We've been talking about the zombie consumerism, the concerns that we all have as we see them doing these knockout games, as we see people fighting in Walmart for these little trinkets from China. What does that tell us about human nature? What does that tell us what's going to happen when society begins to fray at the edges, or if we have some kind of sudden infrastructure collapse? Let's go to Randy in Oklahoma. Randy, what do you want to tell us about your Black Friday experience?
Hi, David. Well, I'm basically boycotting, although I may go online and get something there at InfoWars. I'd encourage people to do that, of course. There's an app I'm aware of, by the way, called Buycott. It might be something people could check out. Listening to Mark, I was the word idolatry came to mind.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a sign of the desperation of the corporate, the power structure, of how bad things, how desperate the economy is, and what they're trying to, wring the last bit of money out of the consumers that they can.
And wring the last bit of effort out of their employees. I think it was a really important point that Mark made about employees being forced to work, and this pizza manager who let his employees off was fired and then reinstated. He's the guy who really understands and appreciates his employees, I think. That's a very important thing. Having owned some retail stores for a while, I understand how important it is to keep good employees, to keep good morale. It really does pay off in the long run. They're looking at a very short term cycle, I think, when they put these kind of requirements on their employees. Thanks for calling, Randy. I've got Alex has called in, and he always gets to the top of the line. Alex.
That's right. I can't help it. Even when I take off, man, it's coming in. That's all I'm thinking about, the new order. I take off even a day or two, and I feel so good. I'm not exhausted as the one on air. I'm listening to all the great points you're making. It's funny. I had one more point I wanted to make, and that guy just basically made it. It's not that consumer things are bad, or buying stuff you need is bad, or liking a car that runs well is bad, or liking a nice gun. It's that if you'll do anything for it and beat people up at a store, plus it's not even a good deal, it shows it's the same crowd that's looking for a free ride. The point I heard you talking about Mark, I was Anthony there at the end of the last segment. I know Paul Watson's coming up with the information. In the final equation here, our YouTube channel has 340 million views. Our other channels have about 100 million views. We have all the other channels. We have 600 plus million views on YouTube now, conservatively. 600 million views, and that's just one outlet. That shows we are the dominant media. We are becoming the dominant media. Thanks to DougReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com and all the other true libertarian patriot media, because we understand individualism is freedom. Collectivism in all its forms is slavery, unless it's volunteer collectivism through free association, but that's still an individual collective, so the opposite of a forced collective. So I just wanted to point out that people are hungry. Yes, the zombies are dangerous. Yes, they're zombie-like, but we've got to reach out to them and show them how it's really a scam. They believe the mainstream media that the best deals are in, but that's not even true. But even mainstream media is being forced to now report the truth. So they don't want us on the streets. They don't want churches handing out food. In Austin, they won't let you give homeless people food. They passed the type of regulations where only their controlled systems can hold up society when it collapses, because the collapse is their takeover system. The average cop doesn't know that. The average bureaucrat's not that. We need to reach out to them. They care about their children. They care about the future. So that's what I called in about, was just to set the record straight. We reach 15 million people awake one way or the other. And even in the games YouTube world, 600 plus million views, 340 million on one channel. It's unbelievable. And just continue on. I know Paul Watson's got a lot of incredible info coming up. And, I told Drew they have to come in today. But a lot of folks came in. I told you that at the work yesterday. You wanted to come out and shoot video. But that's because you wanted to expose Black Friday. So great job, David Knight and the entire crew that's up there. Everybody else, Alex Jones signing off. I am now over.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSA's late News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring into the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I'm joined here in the studio with Anthony Gucciardi. And we've been talking about Black Friday, what that tells us about society. We've got Paul Joseph Watson, who's joining us right now after we talk to Anthony a little bit more. But Anthony, I wanted to give you one last moment here to tell us, give us your take on what's going on.
I think the reality here is short and sweet. If the people that are so rabidly outside just adrenaline pumping through their veins at a primal level to get a piece of plastic made in China. If those same people, the thousands, hundreds of thousands maybe across the country lining up outside at 5 a.m., those same people would take 1% of that drive and put it towards the fight for liberty,
yes,
towards the fight for independence, the Constitution, the fight for reality, we would win tomorrow, period. If those same people would join us and come together and realize those plastic material items, they're worthless. And like Alex said, it's not bad to drive a nice car or, you know, want some material items, you know, when you have the capacity to purchase them and help other people with your funds and everything as well. But if you're frothing over them outside at 2 a.m. waiting to save $50 when you're actually spending $200 more on a TV,
that's right.
That energy needs to be converted. It needs to be completely, you know, transferred into a powerful decision that you're going to fight for liberty and for freedom, and we will win if we can get those people. And I think those people, sure, they are zombies, they are deluded, but at the same time, we can recapture their spirit, and we can drive them towards understanding and join our side in the fight against corruption and tyranny and deception.
That's right. It's not money that's the root of all evil. That's often misquoted out of the Bible. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And if we can get these people to understand and love their family and liberty, those issues, understand where they are, the dangers in front of them, I think you'll find them joining people standing in the cold rain, fighting for the First Amendment like you. And so the rest of the InfoWars crew and Alex Jones were doing just a week ago in Dallas. It's amazing how much has happened in just a week. But a small committed group of people is always a thing that changes society, because that small committed group of people always pulls in a larger group of people. I think that's exactly what we're hoping to see here, and what we're starting to see with the mainstream media being replaced by a more authentic media, like the cover of the InfoWars magazine with these dinosaur media looking up and seeing this meteor coming in. That's the real media, the real truth that's going viral with people.
That's exactly right. The new media is coming. The dinosaur media is trying to cloak itself and become the new media. They're failing. Bloomberg, I always use this example. Look to Bloomberg. They are the perfect prime beta example of how they are trying to be alternative news, talking about the big banks and how bad they are. You know, then we see actually CBS coming out with some good pieces. Actually, CBS came out with this piece that we covered on StoryLeak about how homeless people aren't allowed to eat Thanksgiving in public parks from churchgoers who are trying to help them.
Yeah, yeah. They're well, we've seen that from Fox in the past, but then Fox will go in and shut down or marginalize the more libertarian hosts like Judge Napolitano or others. They'll pull them in, they'll get the audience hooked, think, oh yeah, these guys are kind of on the same line, and then they'll move them away. Yeah, exactly
right. Mm-hmm. They need that audience, or they will actually have zero viewership. I mean, less than 20%, according to Gallup polls, actually trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But Fox actually has the highest trust ratings. That's because they do throw in some scraps, you know, they throw in some real news and stuff. But so do most of those channels, besides, you know, completely worthless channels like MSNBC. I mean, a lot of the mainstream news now is fusing in this alternative spin on a lot of it because they know they have to survive.
Yes.
It's just like someone dying, you know, of an infection. They need the antibiotics, and instead of taking the whole bottle as, you know, as directed by the doctor, they're just taking some antibiotics here and there, taking away some of the infection. You know, that mm-hmm. is the complete establishment control of the mainstream media. But ultimately, they'll never get rid of it unless we force them to and become our own media.
You're absolutely right. Well, thank you, Anthony, for coming in on this Black Friday and giving up your spot in line at Walmart. I really appreciate the sacrifice.
Well, you know, I was there all night, and I just decided I'd come in and fight for freedom instead.
At the last minute, you just gave it up and came in and talked to us. Thank you so much for coming in. We've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line from the UK. Paul, do you have anything like Black Friday in the UK? I know this looks bizarre to you. It looks bizarre to us.
Well, one of the things that, you know, I noted in previous years was the fact that this was an American tradition, that it wasn't, we weren't seeing similar rabid scenes of rampaging hordes in Europe. But actually, there are articles out today where indeed it has been imported into the UK.
Oh, no.
While it's not as aggressive and rabid and zombie-like as it is in America, the trend is crossing the Atlantic Ocean. So, yes, it is being imported now into Britain, as most American cultural icons are.
Give it time. The kind of Black Friday madness will start metastasizing all over the UK, just like McDonald's and Burger King.
Well, we had the Uber Black Friday a couple of years ago with the mass riots of everybody trashing shopping malls and stealing things. So, you know, we're doing it on a professional level.
I thought the video you did was great. Looking at these alternating clips between zombie movies and shoppers and Walmart, I think I would take my chances with the zombies.
Well, they're slower moving, aren't they? They're not as aggressive as George A. Romero's Undead. But the funny thing about that video was, you know, it's a two-minute video. I spliced together about 20 different clips, almost half of which were, you know, short clips from Dawn of the Dead, the dystopian classic.
Yeah.
But after I rendered the video and uploaded it to YouTube, there's actually a sequence between a clip of Black Friday shoppers being let into a store, rushing the gates and being let into a store. And then it cuts to another overhead clip of a similar scene of people rushing into a store as the barricades are lifted. I don't actually know. I forgot if that is actually from Dawn of the Dead or from Black Friday shoppers. I don't know where it comes from.
Because the line blurs between reality and,
exactly,
and movies, right?
But I was genuinely baffled. I was thinking, is that Black Friday or is that Dawn of the Dead? Because I genuinely forgot. So, I mean, that's how scary it is. But as I mentioned at the end of the video, you know, if this is how Americans behave over electronic goods, which they don't really need and they can't afford, how will they react when the food runs out? Because what you're seeing in these videos, psychologically speaking, is how people behave when they perceive scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, imagine it's not HD televisions they're fighting over, but food in a bread line. You know, it's going to get pretty rough, which is a very good argument for storable food.
Yeah. In this case, it's just perception. And what does this tell us when that perception turns into reality, when people are genuinely hungry and they really have to have something, whether it's food or whether it's health care? It's going to turn from this kind of scene into a kind of cannibalism that we've seen over and over again in the Soviet Union or in China, other places where a kind of socialism has descended and they've shut down the system either intentionally or just out of total incompetence. And we see people very quickly having to turn on each other to survive.
Exactly. And you mentioned socialism, communism. I see these Black Friday scenes as another argument against collectivism. You know, the bigger the crowd, the bigger the social group, the more selfish and brutal it appears to become. So whereas the argument, you know, with collectivism is for the greater good, everybody bands together, you know, we treat each other the same, we take care of everybody. As these scenes show in America, the opposite happens. People become more brutal and selfish. You know, the strong men rule, the weak suffer. So whereas a society based on individualism, which is based on a moral foundation of protecting everybody's rights and having true equality, would, you know, resemble a more free, more fair society, more caring for other people, this, to me, represents collectivism. It's selfish. The bigger the crowd gets, the more selfish they get. which is, from the social psychology angle, extraordinary popular delusions and the madness of crowds. It all goes back to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what you see is, combine this with these knockout games that are happening here, you see a total devaluation, a total disrespect for other people as people, and you see this shopping that's going on Thursdays. I see a breakdown of the family.
The last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encourage salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why the union's a big businessman, and they're going out as a dinosaur.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday after Thanksgiving. And I'm talking to Paul Joseph Watson of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he did a video earlier today about the contrast between Walmart craziness and violence in the shopping centers. And contrasted that to zombies. You know, Paul, we had also a tradition here in America that unfortunately we see being gobbled up with this Black Friday, and that's Thanksgiving. That was a time that was also a period of time that was kind of unique to the United States. You don't have Black Friday in UK, as you mentioned, is starting to come in, but with Thanksgiving, it was really a nice thing that we had here in America. It was a time that families reflected on what they meant to each other, what had been happened in the last year, what God had done in their lives, the blessings that they had had. And it was a time that was kind of rooted in a remembrance of a real hardship that the first settlers from Europe who came to this country experienced when they came here, a time of starvation and privation and how they pulled themselves out of that. That seems to be being eclipsed now by this more shallow consumerism that's being pushed on us by the big box retailers.
Well, if you actually read the motivation behind some of these people who engage in this behavior, they will justify it by saying that time, that shopping time, is time spent with their loved ones. And they've actually grouped themselves together into a kind of Hunger Games style team. And they treat this as a competition, this rabid, mad dash to get products off shelves. They treat it as a sport. That's what they say in the interviews that I read today. And, of course, the motivation to get a deal is complete bunkum because, you know, they mark the prices up months before Black Friday anyway, so then the discounts seem more value than they actually are. The 98% markup on the other products that the shoppers buy while they're in there compensates for it for the big retailers. So they actually make larger profit margins during the holiday season, proving that, you know, the idea that they're losing big on giving all these massive discounts is a complete hoax. So that's not the motivation really now that people engage in this Black Friday zombie madness. It's a sport. It's a competition. It's a Hunger Games style bread and circus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the acquisition of physical objects, otherwise known as retail therapy, which is another mechanism through which people drown out the nagging voice of conscience and the hopelessness, in many cases, of their real lives. They're trying to tune out of reality.
Yeah, Alex was just talking about that earlier this week. He was out earlier this week in Dripping Springs, and he was hiking through the wilderness, and he talked to people, and they said, you know, we like what you have to say, we agree with what you say, but it's just so depressing, you can hardly listen to it. And he was making the case that, you know, reality is what it is. You need to face it and then do something positive about it. You're not going to feel any better by just ignoring this until it comes crashing down on you, and the consequences of ignoring the problems just continually build until everything implodes on you. That's what we're telling people. But as you're pointing out, people like to just ignore that. They like to look at the happy news as being presented by the media. They like to not look too carefully at the clouds on the horizon.
Well, again, it's a hoax. I mean, knowledge is power, but it's also happiness. I find the more knowledge I acquire, the happier I get. I mean, in terms of consumerism, you know, 10 years ago when I first got my first decent paycheck, yes, I would buy items that I didn't really want just because I could. But I find, I don't know about you, David, but as you mature more spiritually, objects actually repel you. The more physical objects you acquire, the more weighed down you feel.
That's right.
And you start moving towards a kind of minimalist thing where the less objects around you, the happier you are. So, you flip the complete other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is actually a burden that you start to feel. They couldn't put it any better than that. I realized that when we started moving here from North Carolina, how many things just started accumulating over the decades, and you just want to get rid of these millstones around your neck is what they feel like, and that's just materialism. What you really value is the connections with other people, and that's what I see being lost in not only this consumerism, but also in these knockout games. Because in the past, we were seeing this kind of violence in Walmart on Black Friday, but now it's coming out where just for the sheer fun of it. As you mentioned, they've turned Black Friday into a kind of a Hunger Games game. Well, they're turning brutalizing other people into a game. There's absolutely no feeling for other human beings.
And again, that relates back to social media, where, like video games, you know, there's no requirement to see other people to treat them as equal human beings, like in social media. And then, of course, happy slapping in the UK, which is what, you know, the knockout game is in America. And again, it's all about narcissism, getting your videos on YouTube, getting them on social media. That all feeds into it.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson in England, and we're going to be right back. And Paul, we had a story that we covered earlier this week that you covered was up on Drudge about killer robots, and we're going to touch on that as we come back, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday after Thanksgiving. I've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line from the UK, but before we go back to Paul, and actually, Paul, we can talk about what Mark has to say. I've got Mark from the District of Columbia that's been hanging for over an hour, and I want to get his comments on Black Friday, and we can talk about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the killer robot campaign that Noel Sharkey was on the show a couple of days ago. Mark, DC, what did you want to tell us about Black Friday?
How are you, sir?
Doing fine.
You know, first of all, I'm boycotting Black Friday, and I just urge everybody else to do so. You know, I spent last night, I stumbled onto something, a whole book online called the Nazi Hydra in America. And it breaks down so much of what you guys talk about. It's frightening. You know, this gets into four generations of the Bush clan, totally tied with Nazis. Alan Dulles, head of the CIA, fired by Kennedy, total Nazi. John J. McCloy, who I have not heard you guys talk about, maybe you have before, but this is a man who, these guys who made sure that the trains to the death camps were not bombed. He's the guy who oversaw the internment camps for the Japanese. He's the guy put in charge of post-war Germany and let all the mass murdering head Nazis right out of prison. And he was put on the Warren Commission. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The fix was in. This is a guy who was the head of the World Bank. He was the head of the CFR. He's considered one of the great wise men of foreign policy. And he's one of the biggest scumbags in American history. I spent a degree from a major, very well-renowned university, which I won't name right now, and I studied foreign policy. I studied government and politics. And not once was this man's name, other than briefly in passing, did it ever come up. And it's just like a glass of cold water thrown in your face when you wake up to some of this material.
Oh, yeah.
You know, again, there's so many parallels. It's in post-World War I Germany. Depressed economy, putting the fluoride in the water just like the Nazis did, basically controlling all American media back in the day was totally pro-Nazi leading up to and all the way.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of financial ties with the Bush family, the patriarch Prescott Bush. And, of course, there are a lot of books that talk about this. One of the ones that I thought was really very interesting about Operation Paperclip was A Terrible Mistake. It was about the death of Frank Olson. And he was a scientist who worked for the biological and chemical research departments of the CIA. And it was interesting. It's a very, very well-researched, very factual book based on recently declassified documents that were classified for 50, 60 years. It breaks down in that book the story of what happens to the scientist who went along with all this criminal activity. And that's what we're trying to tell people over and over again, to the policemen who stand there a week ago pushing back people about free speech protests. We're saying, this is the world that you're creating. You're going to have to live in this, and they're going to turn on you. Don't think that you're getting a pass from all of this. You're going to be one of the ones that they turn against, just like they turned against the scientist Frank Olson. And also in part of that book, they pointed out how these Nazi scientists, these Japanese scientists who had been involved in war crimes, how they were brought to the U.S. They were given very high-level positions in the research departments. But I think you made a good point there. Thank you so much for calling and for hanging on for such a long time, Mark, in D.C. I think the point he was making, too, at the beginning there, Paul, was about boycotting. Not just Black Friday, but especially boycotting what's going on Thanksgiving. If you don't show up, they're not going to make the employees leave their families to go work on those days, are they?
Well, that's right. And there's actually a growing backlash. The BBC did a report on it today. Against Black Friday, they've got a boycott day, which is the Buy Nothing Day, I believe it's called. And also trending on Twitter, hashtag Black Friday body count. Actually, numerous injuries last night and today. Of course, four people have died since 2006.
Wow.
Shootings, stabbings, everything going on today. But even the BBC is now reporting that there's a massive backlash against it. So hopefully the kind of scenes that we've witnessed are on the wane.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit. Now, you know, it was just a week ago that Alex and crew were in Dallas doing a free speech protest because the city government had shut down any demonstrations, did not allow people like Jim Tague, who had been one of the people that was shot on that fateful day, would not allow him in because he did not uphold to the official story about what happened that day. So Alex and crew went up there to protest this restriction of free speech, and you and I were not there, but I know you were watching, I was watching, as we saw the police come out and push back on the demonstrators. They were led into this area by other police, and then the federal police, the sheriffs who were coming out of Homeland Security trailer, just came out and started immediately hitting, punching people, shoving them. As I looked at that, I was thinking about how robotic they looked and how dangerous they looked when they stood there in line, the contempt on these people's face. But there's a real concern about killer robots. We talked on Tuesday to Noel Sharkey. Actually, it was Wednesday. We talked to Noel Sharkey about the campaign to stop killer robots. I know that he's in the UK. You've been following him. You did an article on that interview that got picked up by the Drudge Report. And he had an amazing revelation there that you used as a headline, and that is he fully expected to see robots used for crowd control armed with tasers.
Well, that's right. And I mean, it's coming sooner than you think. But he actually did a report a few months ago now called 2084 Big Robot is Watching You. Mm-hmm. And Sharkey predicted that within the next 30 years, quote, humanoid walking robots would be more in use for crowd control at games, strikes, and riots. Robots will patrol city centers and trouble spots where fights are likely to break out. Mm-hmm. So there he's talking about them being armed with tasers. Already, I did a video report back in April about some technology out of Zurich University, which they said would be used for homeland security purposes. And even the inventor of that drone technology said it could be used to, quote, abuse humans. And that was a network of... could be, yeah. And that was the creator of the technology. But it was basically a network of drones that carried nets. And they said it could be used to snatch suspects off the streets. Wow. So they're talking about that already. They've got rudimentary drones that already do that. They're quite small at the moment, but they're going to ramp it up.
This is really horrific stuff that we're looking at. When I look at this, when we saw the trailer for the movie Elysium, that's exactly what we saw. We saw these brutal robots just smacking people who were standing in line, used for crowd control, law enforcement. I had high hopes for that movie. It turned out to be a very cheap analogy for Obamacare and illegal immigration. It didn't really seem to address that, but that was a very powerful scene that was in the trailer. It's something that I think people should be very concerned about. And he's going around and talking to the UN and talking to the governments, raising awareness of the public, raising awareness in the press. But I want to see more awareness raised of the scientists who are creating these things, just like I was talking about Frank Olson in the past segment. You know, when you're a scientist and you're doing something or an engineer, it's not just enough to tackle something because it's an intellectual problem that you can solve. You need to think about how it's going to be used, the ethical consequences of it.
Well, the vast majority of this technology is being developed by DARPA, which, of course, yes, is the Pentagon. Yes. And people like Sharkey and others have said that these robots are going to be used to kill people. That's their ultimate, you know, application, and DARPA has even admitted that in several different instances. They're now starting to roll them out on the battlefield. But initially, it's going to be about, as you said, robots checking IDs at checkpoints, alerting authorities if necessary to suspects, and you know, anyone can be a suspect now. And in fact, you mentioned Elysium. The new RoboCop film actually depicts robots patrolling the streets of Iraq.
Yes.
Biometrically scanning citizens' faces against a database. And one of the plot lines of the films is Americans are robophobic. They won't accept this.
That's right. So, and of course, that was being driven by the military industrial complex, or we could say the police state industrial complex now. The same people that have been creating these weapons of war that have kept the United States at war continuously for the last 60 years, those same large corporations are looking for increased profits. They're never satisfied. They always want, as Rockefeller said, just a little more. And the way they're going to get that is to create this policed state industrial complex, sell the weapons. They're already bringing the weapons home from Iraq and Afghanistan, but they want to create new crowd control weapons, as they call them, non-lethal weapons. But they're not non-lethal at all. We see people dying from tasers all the time.
Well, precisely. And I think the point is about handing that power over to robots is by making them autonomous, you remove the responsibility for death or injury. If it was the robot's decision to go ahead and taser somebody who ended up dying, then they're not going to fear for legal retribution, are they? And there's going to be no chain of responsibility behind that.
Yes.
So that's one of the benefits for law enforcement authorities. But the key point is You know, we already have flying robots killing people all over the world. Mm-hmm. They're called predator drones.
Yes.
They kill 50 innocent civilians for every suspected terrorist they take out. So to think of this as some way off in the future thing is naive, because it's already happening.
Yes.
Way up, if you want to get way into the future, then even the co-founder of Skype wrote that the eventual progression of robots will be about them taking over, quote, the speed and direction of technological progress itself, and actually shaping the environment of planet Earth to their own ends. So once these robots get some kind of sentient intelligence and under their own auspices have a survival mechanism, then you're going to find that they shape their environment for their own purposes. And as the co-founder of Skype said, we're just going to be, a bug on the windscreen to them. They don't care about us. So that's where it's going in the future. That's where people like Ray Kurzweil have said that it's heading.
And when Ray Kurzweil looked at the Atlas robot that DARPA funded, his comments were, oh, that's great. Now all it needs is a brain. I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying, do we want to give that kind of monopoly of force to a few people in government? Because that's what's happening with these drone strikes. It's a few people that can remotely control a tremendous amount of force. It gives a tremendous amount of leverage to the government, to the police department, to use against people. It's a very disturbing trend, in my opinion, and we need to get people to understand just how imminent and how dangerous this is. It seems like science fiction to so many people, and yet we can see these robots that are being built by Boston Dynamics, and I find them to be very frightening, because I can see the potential for abuse, because we already see that technology being abused, as you mentioned, with the drone strikes.
Exactly. I think ultimately it's about the total obliteration of human liberty on an industrial mechanized scale.
Exactly.
That's what it's ultimately about, because once you give these robots power of sentient awareness and the power to act on their own accord, they're just going to kill people because it's in their own interest to do so. If they're in a battlefield mode, they're being developed by DARPA, the Pentagon. And the Pentagon's actually developed a device that thinks and looks like a human brain, which they plan to install in these robots so they can navigate completely of their own accord and they can learn as they progress through their environment. So they've already got brains, human-like brains developed, synthetic brains, which they plan to put into these robots. So it's frightening where it's going. But you mentioned Kurzweil again. You know, the trendy transhumanists all seem to worship him as this icon of the technological singularity. But if you actually read his book, which I don't think many of them have from cover to cover, The Age of Spiritual Machines, his lust for, you know, robotics and transhumanism, it comes across to me as some kind of creepy sexual fetish. If you actually get to the end of the book, he talks about a woman leaving her husband for a computer, uploading her own intelligence into the computer so that she can then have sex with the computer. And then at the end of the book, Kurzweil joins in as a kind of threesome. It's completely creepy. I think his whole thing is based on some weird sexual fetish. I mean,
he also thinks that he's going to live forever. You know, that's the original lie from the Garden of Eden, that you'll become like God. He really does think he's going to become like God. Even if he could transfer his mental processes and make a copy of his brain, essentially, and put it in a robotic thing, that's still not him. That's just a copy of him. He's still going to die. He doesn't want to come to the grips with that fact, and so he is working towards this crazy invention that he's got. But it's also very disturbing, because we realize where this is headed. We realize how dangerous this is, and we realize that even though he's not going to be able to really transfer himself into a robot, these people could kill an awful lot of people. It's just like the Ardalek Wars. I don't know if you've seen that book or not, where the guy's talking about gigadeath between people who are pushing this artificial intelligence and the people who are trying to push back against it, people that he calls the Terrans. And he predicts that the author of that book predicts that that's going to happen, and that we're going to have billions of people die. It's going to be one of the most horrific periods of human history, but they think they're going to win. They think the Ardaleks will win. They think the transcendent, transhumanist, singularity people are going to win.
I think a lot of it, David, is the fact that Kurzweil especially is just a very insecure individual who has a massive fear of death, and this is how he compensates for it.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
That's how it comes across to me.
And he has a lot of financial resources behind him now, being chief scientist for Google. So there's a lot of money behind it. I mean, Google is funding this race to the moon. I think it ends December 31st, 2015. Somebody can get to the moon. They can fly or travel across its surface a certain distance, make a couple of broadcasts or whatever. There's a large prize involved in that. Google has so much money that they can fund these development projects. Now, there's nothing harmful with the moon launch, but some of this other stuff, even taking away our ability to drive our own cars, that's where the Google self-driving cars are headed. You're going to find people that are going to be priced out in the insurance market, the compulsory insurance market that we have here in the United States. If you want to drive your own car, I'm sure that's going to be at a premium because, of course, the cars can do it so much more safely than you'll be able to do it. They're going to basically shut us down and control our movements in their entirety with that.
Well, that's what Renault recently announced with their electric cars. You're going to rent the battery off them and they can shut it down at any point. So it's outside of your control again. In a car in 2013, you're basically sitting inside a computer, not a vehicle, and that's only going to get more sophisticated. But with Google, I mean, Google is Skynet. They're creating an artificial reality which people are going to be able to insert themselves into and live an alternative life. They're behind all of this stuff. You know, it's not going to apply to the majority of people.
One of the things that Professor Sharkey was talking about was the rapid development of technology and fighter jets and the consequences that might have for war. When we come back, let's talk about what's going on in China right now. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK, so stay tuned.
Haven't you heard? Today's the Black Friday sale at BePrepared.com. Our already low prices are being lowered even more. Today only, get free shipping on orders over $50. You better hurry. All Mountain House cans are 25 to 50% off. The Nutrimill wheat grinder and seed mill is 42% off. Doorbusters up to 70% off. While supplies last, for food storage, emergency kits, and more, visit emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This holiday season, the choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you. It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday after Thanksgiving. I'm talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. And Paul and I were just talking about Dr. Noel Sharkey's campaign to stop killer robots. And when he was on 2 days ago, he was talking about the rapid development of technology in unmanned aerial vehicles that are fighter jets, traveling at supersonic speeds, taking off and landing on aircraft carriers, the amazing advances that are being made in that. And as we're looking at that, Paul, I'm thinking about how easy it's going to be for governments to get into a war when they feel like they don't have as much to lose if they're just going to lose an unmanned aerial vehicle. But eventually, as Dr. Sharkey pointed out, it's going to come down to people dying, isn't it?
Well, exactly, because, you know, you're going to have humanitarian concerns that are caused by any war. But, yeah, they eventually plan to roll out huge battlefield armies of robots to fight each other under that justification that humans won't be slaughtered in the process. If you believe that wars can be fought without humans dying, then I think you're very much naive.
Yeah, and eventually one side of robots is going to start killing humans, at least one side of those robots. Now, what's happening with China now? We see there's this map. Pull up this map, guys, for the viewers that are looking at it on CNN. We see these multiple overlapping claims of territory that are conflicts between Taiwan and China and South Korea and Japan. And what we see here really is kind of a, looks like a Venn diagram, but it's really a Venn diagram for war. It's amazing to look at these aerial shots of these islands and you don't see anything on them, but we've seen people go to war for lesser things, haven't we, Paul?
Well, World War One started with the assassination of a relatively obscure Archduke in Sarajevo.
That's so right.
You know, having normalcy bias and thinking this can't happen to our generation,
that's right,
is short-sighted. But this is about, obviously, the Senkaku Islands, the East China Sea. China set up this air defense zone, which, by the way, Japan, US, and Russia have had for decades over their own territories. But apparently, China's not allowed to do that. Almost immediately, the US sent in two B-52 bombers. In an astounding provocation. This was all while Americans were fighting over Xboxes, by the way, literally sliding into World War III. But Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who is with the Telegraph, you know, he's no tinfoil hat-wearing lunatic, said, quote, "We are clearly sliding into a new Cold War. One misjudgment by either side could change our world entirely." So now you've got Japan, South Korea flying their warplanes into this zone. Now you've got military professors in China saying that if they keep doing this provocation, quote, China will be forced to respond. And they issued a veiled threat last weekend that they would shoot down planes entering this region. So initially, of course, they did nothing. People said, oh, it's just China being a paper tiger again. But they've since issued statements saying that they will take military action if these provocations keep occurring. And imagine if China scrambled warplanes off the coast of America, what the freak-out response would be. And yet this is happening now on an almost daily basis where the US, South Korea, Japan flies through this air zone taunting China with threats to shoot down the aircraft. And, you know, it's bubbling under the surface. It's not a massive story yet, but mainstream commentators are even saying that it could spark a new world war.
Yes, I've seen people make the comparison to the Monroe Doctrine with what's going on in Asia, that, as you mentioned, what would we do if China was doing flights and asserting territorial influence just off the coast of the U.S. or even off the coast of South America? We've seen the Cuban Missile Crisis in the past. But at the same time, China is really pushing it. It's a very dangerous situation. And as you pointed out, though, we're just really concerned about where we're going to get our next video game fix or where we can find a big screen TV to pacify us for a little bit more time. Well, thanks for joining us on this Friday after Thanksgiving, Paul. I really appreciate it and very, very helpful insights. We're going to be back on Sunday at 4 p.m. with Alex Jones. That's 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.